Please implement it as a hardware restriction. And that's a problem of standardization in committees. That's the thing. Joshua is saying that by the absolute URI, he had to restructure his content on his Geo MIDI. But was it bad or a good experience? It was a good experience. He had to think about his structure, his content. Okay, topic. Oh, again. Topic 5, dynamic content. That's what I told about. We have in Geom. It's about implementing something which runs a script and gives back some content. So you have dynamic change, like I presented with the web interfaces. Shall we standardize this? For example, in Geo MIDI, it's like that. You run a script and you have defined a search, which is when you have type 7. This is the string. This is just a parameter, and it's controlled because you give it to it. And then you have the path, and it will also find if there's a question mark in it and say this is values. This is just given. And then it also defines for example, to know the host and the IP of the client, some environment variables like in CGI. I try to make it them a bit compatible. And this is actually how I found is the middle ground between we could add more environment variables, just define them, and the in the arguments, just for arguments, you have a hard defined the raw stuff you need in Go for. So again, like you see the example, or look in Geo MIDI space, it's really easy to write. For me, it was about writing scripts and dynamic content as easy as possible. That was my goal. Yes, I'm also talking about scripting because it's dynamic content. But actually, I think we already talked about this, that scripting isn't something we actually the people here want. So, anyone has an opinion on this? Actually, I am adding to my to-do list to edit the Gopher tutorials something about CGI arguments and so on. And because in Geo MIDI, for example, you have two modes. You can output the GPH format, and then you have the advantages we talked about. Or you can output the raw stuff and then serve it however you like. That's the thing. Okay, then we have Joshua asking, does CGI inherit the current environment variables, or does it wipes it out? I currently wiped them out because the most security issues in PHP came from this. Yeah. Okay. That's a problem. Now learning from the problems of the past. And that's the thing. I mean, they did so much wrong. I know I'm not completely wiping it. Like for example, path. I keep the path. Because you need it for execution. So it's like actually the source is easy. So if anyone finds something like a backdoor or whatever that shouldn't be there, it's not so easy to select all the environment variables. But we have so much experience. It's easier to control than, for example, some JSON API with some selector or some XML error in parsing with the wrong namespace. Okay. Evil Bob is doing something else. Tor usage. Groovy brought it up. I post the link there where. Oh no. Ah. No, this one isn't. Right. Yeah. Tor usage. There's a text where Groovy is saying that the .onion usage is not that big anymore. How about promoting it more, like using the URIs and proxies? This is my question. Will this make people go away because they need Tor? My argument is just we have a problem here, which is not Gopher specific. It's a Tor specific problem, and the same thing I told Solène. There's a different concept in the URI. The host gives you a hash, not the domain. So there would ideas of translating this domain to hash, but then the thing is the hash is already a security feature. You don't have to give it. This is one thing what intelligence agencies want. They want a big index of all hidden servers so they can control them. So there is already a feature in Tor to not have all of them. So I think we only can encourage people because they have to install Tor. So what are your opinions on this? Are you using Tor? Is my first question. Manu is not using. Lab is not using. Quentin?
No.
No. Joshua?
Thanks,
Dave. Joshua is at least using it. He's progressive. But the thing is, first you have to start using Tor, because otherwise I think discussing this is a bit... Yeah, start using it. Groovy, yeah. Start using it. Because the thing is, really it improves something, but it adds corner cases. I mean, you can go for the consumer way of, oh, everything works, or Tor, because sometimes it's lower, but it depends on how many nodes we have. I, for example, run 3 Tor relays with big bandwidth, so we keep this network running because people fear it, governments fear it, everyone fears it because it works. They only fear something when it works. If they talk about slightly, they don't fear it, so you know there's some backdoor. Easy propaganda analyzing. So the thing is, that how do we get people to move over to Onion? There's also one proposal to add it to DNS. So if one really wants to publish it, then say, I want to use this. But I think that's also something for the DNS library thing we